Please do be seated. And I pray that I'd speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We had a wonderful day yesterday. As you're probably aware, we had an open day at the Woodland Burial Ground. Brilliant day, lots of visitors, nice weather. There was a challenge in the vestry just before the service to use some of the caskets that were on display as a visual aid. But I rose above that, thinking it would be tacky to do it in this service. But there were lots of people there, and typical of the comments that were made were, well, I wasn't quite sure what to expect, but this is much better than I expected. You know, when they saw the glade and when they saw the ground, they said, this is just much, much better than I ever could have imagined. Brilliant. That's the kind of message that the writer of Hebrews is trying to get across to the believers that are being written to. That faith could be much better than they'd ever imagined. The reading today in Hebrews starts off, and it's a bit of an obscure reading, but it starts off by saying you haven't come to a mountain that can be touched. You haven't come to fire and storm and brimstone. And the reason it starts off like that is that was the way in which the Jews were used to encountering God. That's how Moses received the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. It was on the mountain, it could be touched, and there were laws about who could touch the mountain. And there was fire and brimstone, and that's the way that God, generally, of the Old Testament, talked to the Jews. And the writer of Hebrews says, that's not what you've come to. It says those kinds of things, you know, they're going to be shaken and they'll pass away. But actually, what we have in Christ is a much more dynamic faith than you are used to. The book of Hebrews is actually one of the most pivotal books of the New Testament. As its name implies, it was written to a group of Hebrews, that is, Jewish believers. And these Jewish believers had adopted the Christian faith, and then they'd left Jerusalem, and they've pitched up somewhere to start practicing their new faith and to set up a new community, probably somewhere like Antioch or probably somewhere like Caesarea. And they're practicing this new faith. Only they're getting a bit discouraged. The longing for the structure and the ritual of the temple worship that they were used to. Some people would even say the book of Hebrews is written to a group of exiled priests who've left Jerusalem and gone off somewhere. And they were involved in the worship and involved in the structure. And they're now missing that and they want to go back to it. They're not quite sure what this new stuff is all about. They're clearly getting very discouraged and they're trying to work out, you know, what's the meaning to life. The worship that they're involved in isn't very meaningful to them. You know, they're bored, they want to go home. They're looking for something more. And the book of Hebrews is written to that community to encourage them and to tell them what that more is. It tells them that there is much, much more than that which they're experiencing. And the way that it does it, if you read the book of Hebrews, it does it by telling them a story that all the Jews were familiar with. It talks about the Exodus, how the Jews left the Promised Land and went in, how they left Egypt and moved into the Promised Land. And through Hebrews, you get the picture, and it's very clearly stated, that Jesus is superior to all of the things that have gone before. The Promised Land that the writer of the Hebrews talks about isn't the land of Israel, but it's Zion. It is the heavenly Jerusalem. It is that eternal life, which is the inheritance of all believers. And that's much, much better than Israel. And through Hebrews, Christ is pointed out as being superior and better than all of the characters through that Exodus. So he's better than Moses, who led the people in the wilderness. He is better, his position better than Joshua, who led the people into the Promised Land. Because the book's written to a bunch of priests, Jesus is presented as being of a priesthood which is superior to the one that they're all used to, the Aaronic and Levitical priesthood. And Jesus, and we remember the phrase, is presented as being a priest of Melchizedek. All is better in Christ than what the Jews are used to, than to what these Hebrew believers are used to. And that's the sense in which the writer of the Hebrews wants to get the message across, that take the structures that these people are familiar with and present the faith in a way that's living and dynamic and in a way that they can engage with. And that's quite difficult for people who've had rules and regulations for hundreds of years about how they should do things. And the writer of Hebrews, and we don't know who it is, it's got a lot of Pauline content in it, but it might not be Paul, but the writer of Hebrews encourages them to see their part in that story. And the reason that Hebrews is so important as a book is that it blends together and shows how the inheritance of the Old Testament supports the inheritance that we have in the New Testament, and how the two halves fit together. And almost without realizing it, structures it in such a coherent way that it's almost unbelievable. For the Jews, the sensual part of their religion was absolutely paramount. The bits that could be touched, and we talked about the mountain that could be touched. But if you think of a lot of their worship, it was about sacrifices, it was about things they could see, things they could touch. It was about the prayer shawls, the phylacteries that they wore on the wrists and the wore on the head, the menorahs by the door. It was about all of the things that were tactile. The priests entering into the Holy of Holies and the ritual around that. And the writer of the book of Hebrews is not saying that's not important, that kind of thing is not important. But he's saying there is a spiritual dimension to our faith and our worship which is much more beyond what the Jews are used to. And that's what they're missing. That without that spiritual dimension of a relationship with God, which through Christ we are all invited into, life becomes a bit meaningless. Without that spiritual dimension, the Jews would feel lost. They would feel things were a bit meaningless. Now, the structures that we have around our worship, just as the structures that the Jews had, help us engage and open ourselves to God. We say at the beginning of this service on the yellow sheets, we're here to hear and receive God's word, to ask forgiveness of our sins, to praise and worship Him, to come together. They help us do what Christ is asking us to do, to come before Him and to meet with Him. But without that spiritual dimension to our worship, without ourselves being Christ-centered, without ourselves having that relationship with God through Christ, then the rituals of our worship become just that. And we settle for something which is second best. It's something which is just based on a ritual alone rather than a relationship. And the writer of the book of Hebrews says to the Jews and says to us, there is more to life than that. As we become more Christ-like, as we open more of our lives to Christ, as we are touched more and more by Jesus, as we become more and more like Him, so our lives take on meaning. They become less ritual and they become fuller and richer lives. Just as for the Jews, Christ took all of the things that they had, took all of their experiences, all of their rules, all of the Torah, all of the Old Testament, and He didn't throw it away, He didn't say it's useless. He took all of that experience, all of their lives up until that very point, and used them and said, we can transform what you have by exposing it to Christ to give it real meaning. And that's the offer that Christ has for each one of us as we come to church each Sunday, as we follow the Christian cycles through the years, as we follow the cycles of life, that as we come to Christ, as we open ourselves to Him, and to be touched by him, so our lives become lives that are not governed just by ritual, there is always ritual, but are governed by Christ, by his dynamic Holy Spirit, and take on a meaning which, just like for some of the people that visited the burial ground yesterday, for the Jews in Hebrews, was far beyond and far better than anything they could have ever imagined. Amen.